Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with regional news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed a public meeting in Barasat and Basirhat Lok Sabha constituencies of West Bengal today. PM Modi accused that first the Congress looted West Bengal, then the CPIM did the same thing, and now Trinamool Congress has crossed all limits of plundering the state. While addressing an election meeting at Basirhat, he claimed that the Trinamool Congress and allies of the India bloc were not interested in development. Accusing the India bloc of spreading falsehoods about Ka, the PM said that citizenship for people from the Mathwa community was a reality now. Cyclone Rimal has left a trail of destruction in the coastal regions of Bangladesh. At least 13 people died in the cyclone, most of them crushed on the fallen houses or collapsed walls or trees. The storm has destroyed over 30,000 thatched homes and over 150,000 damaged in Khulna, Barishal and Chattogram divisions of Bangladesh. The storm has seriously affected more than 37 lakh people. India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rainfall in Arunachal Pradesh for the next few days. It has issued a red alert for four districts in the state. The four districts are West Kameng, East Kameng, Papumpare and Changlang. It said that these districts may witness thunderstorms with lightning and extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places. Apart from these, the department has issued orange alert for 11 districts. IMD has appealed to the people to avoid going to areas that face landslides or landslips problems often, and also appealed to avoid staying in vulnerable structures. It said occasional reduction in visibility due to heavy rainfall may occur and possibility of landslide and flash flood is high during this period. At least 12 people died and several others were missing as a stone quarry collapsed in Mizoram's Aizawl district on Tuesday following incessant rain triggered by Cyclone Rimal, officials said. Disaster management and police officials say that 10 bodies have been recovered so far and several others are still trapped under the debris that collapsed in the morning. District management officials and workers, police and other local people were trying hard to rescue the trapped people. Heavy rain and intense wind speed were affecting the rescue operations, a disaster management official said, adding that they were unaware of how many were still trapped under the debris. Cyclone Rimal has triggered heavy rain and wind in Assam and several districts are on high alert. Red alert has been issued for 7 districts, while orange alert has been issued for 11 other districts. Incessant rain and strong wind disrupted the power supply in most of the affected districts, including Guwahati, since late last evening. Several district administrations have closed schools for today as precautionary measures, and Northeast Frontier Railway has also cancelled several trains. So far, one student died in Morigaon district and 12 students injured in Dhekiajuli, Assam, when a tree fell on a school bus today morning due to heavy wind. In West Bengal, 6 persons have died in Cyclone Rimal related incidents. A delegation comprising senior officials, agricultural experts and entrepreneurs from Arunachal Pradesh will participate in the Agrotech Exchange and Cultural Exploration Program in Vietnam from 17th to 19th June, the Youth Affairs Department informed. During the program, they will engage in a series of meetings and field visits to learn about Vietnam's advanced agricultural technologies and sociocultural practices. The tour is being sponsored by the International Friendship Car Rally Association in collaboration with Arunachal's Youth Affairs Department. In Arunachal Pradesh, Spear Corps of the Indian Army organized a health checkup cum awareness camp on the occasion of the International Action Day for Women's Health at various vibrant villages along the international borders in Tuting Upper Siang district today. The event was marked by a series of health initiatives including medical examinations, consultations with health advisors and educational sessions on various health topics by a dedicated team of doctors. The Bandhavgarh police arrested a 23-year-old drug peddler identified as Diljan Pegu, a resident of Biupuria in Assam's Lakhimpur district on Monday under the police's Operation Dawn. Acting on information about movement of a drug peddler near the Arunachal Assam boundary, a police team arrested Pegu from the Tarajuli area under Bandedua PS. The team seized suspected heroin weighing approximately 22.06 grams from his possession. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.